so the date is the 24th of July 2015. My name is Clara Manassian Cook. I'm in Connaught House on the 7th floor with Eileen Barker. I said that right. Eileen, please can you tell me your full name and your date of birth?
Eileen Vorten Barker, born 21st of April 1938.
Eileen, when did you first come to LSE?
1967, I came as a student. And then I got a job lecturing after I graduated in 1970.
Why did you come here to study?
Well, it was all a bit of a mistake. I'd been in the theatre for several years, and then I was having children, and my youngest child wasn't very well. So I decided I'd stop working for a bit, and I got rather bored and told my husband I wanted some time off, and he said, well, I could have Thursday evenings. And when Thursday evening came, I didn't know what to do. But the local technical college had classes in lampshade making and social history, and we had enough lampshades, so I went and did social history. And I quite enjoyed that, so I stayed on for another year doing, I think it was Social Structure of Modern Britain, something like that. And then somebody persuaded me to go for evening classes with them to Regent Street Poly. And so I went there, and that was part of a five-year degree course. I didn't actually mean to do this. I was still thinking I'd go back to the theatre, but I'd become fairly interested in sociology by that time. And I was buying some tickets at the Aldwych Theatre, and a whole lot of revolting students walked past carrying flowers and protesting, and so I was curious and followed them. One of the porters came up to me and asked what I was doing, because I was probably in a twin set of pearls or something and not wearing dirty jeans and a T-shirt. And so, not wanting to be got for trespassing, I said I was looking for admissions. So I was sent up to admissions and I filled in a form, and with Mary Whitty. And a week later, I got a letter inviting me for an interview, which was totally unexpected. I hadn't even bothered to tell my husband about it. Anyway, I thought it'd be fun to go for the interview, so I went for the interview and was interviewed, and they offered me a place. And I thought, well, why don't I do an undergraduate degree, because I hadn't been to university, I'd just been to drama school. So I decided I'd do it and then go back to the theatre. But at the end of my degree, I was actually asked if I'd like to apply for a one-year lectureship. And so I did. And they actually gave me a three-year, tenure-track lectureship. And I stayed and became a senior lecturer, reader, and professor. Now I'm emeritus professor. So I never left.
What was your first impressions of campus?
Grotty. Definitely grotty. But fun. It was rather like being backstage compared to the sort of neat campuses or the sort of pomp and ceremony of Oxbridge. I liked it. I found students interesting and exciting. Although I was a lot older than them, I felt they were far more grown up than I was. I was a bit in awe of them, especially the boys, men, with beards and who knew all about why the world was in the terrible shape it was. Here was I, middle class, housewife, mother, taking it all in, reading all the scrawlings about Che Guevara and the lavatory walls and things.
Did you have a favourite place on campus?
I think the Shaw Library is always a lovely place to escape to. The library was definitely one of the grotty places. It was the old library in this building. And occasionally, though it wasn't till later, I went down to the dungeons beneath. Quite sure there were lots of ghosts and things there, probably students that had got lost and couldn't find their way out. I can't really remember thinking there was a especially a nice place, except I did like going to the Shaw Library when they were playing classical music. It was nice and quiet.
Did you take part in any student activities while you were
at the... Oh, yes. I was one of the revolting students fairly quickly. I learnt all my philosophy at the barricades. I came as a moderate militant, but after about a term, I decided that I was a militant moderate, and I've stayed a militant moderate all my life.
And is that what sticks out, was one of the highlights of being a student here at Ellison?
Well, it was, yes, because this was 67 to 70, and there were the gates, we were locked out. My tutor, who was, well, the second year was Percy Cohen, and he used to give us tutorials in his home. We used to meet in various places in meetings. And, I was pretty much involved.
So you took part in other student groups. Did you ever attend student union meetings?
Oh, yes, yes.
What were they like?
Rowdy. Vindictive, exciting, fun, instructive, learnt a lot. I remember analysing the way in which the Students' Union, the Marxist Sok-Sok Socialist Society, used to sit on the front of the stage in the old theatre. And they would kind of give us cues. They didn't actually hold up clapboards, but they would sort of laugh or frown. And we knew that this was what we were meant to do. And I'd watch the students watching their conducting of the mass kind of mood. I found it a bit frightening sometimes, the mass thing. I remember there was a meeting up in the... It was in the Shaw Library. And I can't remember exactly what it was all about, but I think we were going to overthrow bourgeois capitalism or something. And the police walked in, the fuzz they were called, and they marched in, and the students became like a single animal. It was really frightening. I and one other person, Paul Rock, sort of withdrew to the wall and watched this sort of seething mass, which wasn't individuals. It was an extraordinary experience. And then Roger Alford stood up on a chair and, holding his umbrella up high, said, "Control yourselves, you're behaving disgracefully." Nobody was paying any attention to him, but I did admire his courage. Yes, it was an interesting time.
Did you ever go to, like, the Three Towns or the Refectory?
Oh, yes.
What kind of places were they like?
Oh, it's where people met, drank, rather smoky. The Refectory, yeah, it was a place to eat with your friends, try and get a table where you could sit with your friends.
Did you enjoy the food, or...?
I can't honestly remember. I wasn't particularly interested whether it was cordon bleu or junk food. I don't remember it being particularly bad or particularly good.
What were your professors like, or your teachers like?
They varied enormously. Some of them I found really exciting. Some of them I found awful, had utmost contempt for. Some were very friendly, some were very aloof. It was really very wide. What I liked was that one could sort of wander around and go to lectures that perhaps weren't part of the curriculum. I think the majority, I can't remember, perhaps it was about 50-50 of the courses were options. And I swapped options. One option, I didn't think much of the teacher, so I went to another one where there was a more interesting teacher. They varied, and you got different things from different teachers. I mean, some were very deep and philosophical. Some were just sort of jokey, telling stories about themselves or something, which could be a bit irritating, but could be fun as well. Robert McKenzie was like that. He was always telling stories and dropping names. But he knew a lot, and I respected him. But others would try and do that, and just seemed silly.
you mentioned that when you met lots of different types of people at LSE, what was it like studying with all the different students in your course?
Well, I liked the variety. I was a lot older than most of them. There were about three or four of us. I wasn't actually the oldest in my year, but those of us who were older became friends and stayed friends for some time afterwards. One of my best friends, in fact, stayed my friend till she died a few years ago. I liked the overseas mix. I'd been to a girls' boarding school, so I found it nice having the mix. But then I'd been in the theatre for 5 years, and I had a sort of mix, and it was a different kind of mix. It wasn't... The theatre isn't intellectual. Although, actually, I was later to realise there was a lot of crossover between what I'd learned as an actress and what I did as a sociologist, especially doing research, where you have to try and think what somebody would be like in a particular situation, in particular social circumstances, and draw on yourself so you have sort of empathy on the one hand, but on the other hand, you have to be technically proficient, so you have to be able to be heard at the back of the theatre. If something goes wrong, you have to be in control. And similarly, when you're doing participant observation or interviewing people, going and living with strange people. I studied minority religions, so I spend a lot of time with people with strange ideas. And you've got to be sort of a bit schizophrenic. You've got to try and involve yourself and yet be standing aside and watching. And then you have to know how to do statistics and about control groups and all sorts of technical things as well. So that sort of split approach was... I can't remember what your question was now.
What was it like studying with the other students at
Caltech? Ah, yes. I enjoyed it. There were enough around for you to be able to be friends with the ones that you found interesting and to ignore the ones that you didn't. And they probably didn't find you very interesting, find me very interesting, rather. And so they'd ignore me. And we had our own little lives. Also, I was married with two children, so I didn't have a nightlife very much. I mean, I'd stay sometimes, but usually I'd go back home to the children and do my work. So I had fewer distractions than the younger students.
You had to be more disciplined, though, I'd imagine.
Yes. Yeah. No, I worked pretty hard.
And you said after you left LSE as a student, you started working here?
No, I never left LSE as a student. No, it was literally the results came out and 2 days later I was asked if I'd like to apply for this lectureship.
Was it a change, was it quite an interesting change going from being a student to being a...
Yeah, it was weird. Strange going from being a student to being a grown-up. About three different people came up to me and confidentially said, well, now you've got a salary, you'll be able to buy some proper clothes, because I've been going around with a sweater and jeans the whole time.